About 15 minutes ago, when Tony Blair entered the House chamber on Capitol Hill, he received an enthusiastic reception from congressional leaders and members of the Bush cabinet. At this moment, he is still addressing both houses of Congress. Here's an excerpt of his remarks from just a few moments ago, speaking about the U.S. and Britain's war on terror.
This is a battle that can't be fought or won only by armies. We are so much more powerful in all conventional ways than the terrorist. Yet even in all our might, we are taught humility. In the end, it is not our power alone that will defeat this evil. Our ultimate weapon is not our guns, but our beliefs. There is a myth that though we love freedom, others don't, that our attachment to freedom is a product of our culture, that freedom, democracy, human rights, the rule of law are American values or Western values, that Afghan women were content under the lash of the Taliban, that Saddam was somehow beloved by his people, that Milosevic was Serbia's savior. Members of Congress, ours are not Western values. They are the universal values of the human spirit. And anywhere... anywhere, anytime, ordinary people are given the chance to choose, the choice is the same. Freedom, not tyranny. Democracy, not dictatorship. The rule of law, not the rule of the secret police.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair speaking on Capitol Hill before a joint meeting of Congress. After his address, he'll be meeting privately with President Bush. Then at 5:30 Eastern Time, just over an hour from now, both leaders will hold a joint news conference at the White House. We'll be covering that event when it happens.